BBC News with Ian Purdon. The Mexican authorities have confirmed that the leader of one of the country's biggest and most brutal drug cartels has been killed, while also admitting that his body has been stolen. They say forensic tests prove the identity of Heriberto Lascano, who led the Cetas cartel. Will Grant reports from Mexico.
The publication by the Marines of photos of the body of Heriberto Lascano confirms the death of the maximum leader of the most feared criminal group in Mexico, Los Zetas. The authorities also said his fingerprints matched those on their database. But the images don't put to rest the question of the whereabouts of his remains. The authorities in Coahuila confirmed that Lascano's body was recovered by presumed members of his cartel who attacked the funeral home where it was being kept.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that there will be an early general election. From Jerusalem, Willa Davis reports.
By the standards of recent Israeli politics, Benjamin Netanyahu has led a relatively stable government, with his own Likud party at the head of a right-wing coalition for 3.5 years. New elections for the 120-member Knesset, the Israeli parliament, weren't due for another year. Although Mr. Netanyahu is facing many tricky policy situations, it is the failure to agree a cost-cutting budget with other coalition parties that brought about this decision. Announcing the decision to go to the polls, the Prime Minister said that in the face of economic and security turmoil, it was important to hold elections in the national interest.
There's growing concern about the condition of a 14-year-old Pakistani schoolgirl who was shot in the head while on her way home from school in the northwest region of Swat. Malala Yousafzai is a campaigner for girls' education. The Pakistani Taliban said they carried out the attack. Alim Makbul reports from Islamabad.
Malala Yousafzai was in a school minibus with her classmates when a man approached asking for her by name before pulling out a gun and opening fire. Doctors say she's lucky to have survived but isn't out of danger yet. Malala had helped tell the story of life under the Pakistani Taliban in the Swat Valley in a diary for the BBC. She's since been nominated for an international children's award, but the Taliban says Malala had harmed them through her criticism and that they'd had a council meeting to decide her killing was allowed under Islam.
The radical Muslim cleric Abu Hamza has pleaded not guilty to 11 charges of terrorism at a court in New York. He was extradited from Britain to the United States last week after a lengthy legal battle, along with 4 other terror suspects. Abu Hamza faces charges that include conspiring to set up an Al-Qaeda training camp in Oregon and involvement in the kidnapping of tourists in Yemen. World News from the BBC. On her first visit to Greece since the Eurozone crisis began, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel has told Greeks that they're making progress in dealing with their economic problems. As protesters, angry about painful welfare cuts, clashed with police on the streets near the Greek parliament, Mrs. Merkel held talks with the Greek Prime Minister Andonis Samaras. A former coach of one of the top college football teams in the United States has been sentenced to at least 30 years in prison for child sex abuse. Jerry Sandusky of Penn State University was found guilty of abusing boys as young as 8. Mr. Sandusky still maintains his innocence. Adam Brooks reports.
Jerry Sandusky's minimum sentence of 30 years means he will probably die in prison. Sandusky was convicted of molesting 10 children over a 15-year period, some in the changing rooms and the showers at Penn State. It emerged that university officials were complicit in covering up his crimes in order to safeguard the university's reputation. Football, even among undergraduate students, is very big business in the United States, and Penn State was accused of ignoring the abuse of children in order to protect its income from sports.
The Italian government has sacked the entire local government in the southern city of Reggio Calabria to prevent it from coming under direct control of the local mafia. The decision was taken after inspectors from Rome found that a number of councillors had ties to 'Ndrangheta, which is Calabria's version of the Sicilian mafia. An unprecedented leap from the edge of the stratosphere by an Austrian skydiver has been postponed. The helium balloon that was supposed to take Felix Baumgartner to an altitude of more than 36 kilometres above the New Mexico desert in the United States has failed to inflate properly in gusting winds. Meteorologists say Thursday looks like the next opportunity for the launch. BBC News.